It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Wouldn't you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Wouldn't you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Did you have a good weekend? Glad to see you. Get these shoes on. Tie them well. There. This kind doesn't have any laces, so they just slip off and slip on again. See this thing that I brought in? You know what it is? Just a round piece of wood. With a little hole in the bottom. Hello. You can tell it's round because it doesn't have any points. See, it just goes round like that. And it can roll like a wheel. Wait a minute, I'm going to start it there and have it just roll over to me. This is a round table, too. See? Round, like that. We could make some round things ourselves with our fingers. Could you do that? See that round part there? Or a little bigger one? Look through it. Oh. Yeah, could even make a round part with your mouth. Oh. Let's see if there are any other round things in this room, okay? Round like that. What about this? The bottom of the plant. And the little hole in the middle. And that's round too. What about this? It's not round. What about what's inside? Mm-hmm. Good. Let's look over here. Look in the kitchen. What about this picture of my neighborhood? Is it round? It's got a point there and a point over there. No, it's not round, is it? Round? One and one are two oranges. Yeah, oranges are pretty round. What about the top of a milk bottle? Cereal bowl? Does that look round to you? What about those knobs? You could look around your house and see if there are any round things there. I bet you'll find a lot. We could ask picture, to show us some round things. What's that picture? Oh, it's a plate with a cake on it. Oh, and that lady's icing the cake. There's the icing in a round bowl. A round cake on a round plate. That's a drum, isn't it? And there's a car, steering wheel, and a wristwatch. All sorts of round things. There's a tire on a round wheel. And round buttons. Look at that young lady buttoning her sweater. Is she going to button it the whole way up to the top? Yes. There's a round clock. And what's that round thing? A ball. And a beautiful, round, floating bubble. And a merry-go-round. And that hoop around her waist. And a round telephone dial. What's round there? The wheels. Oh, that lady's finished icing her cake. A round cake on a round plate. Thank you very much for those round things, Picture Picture. You're welcome. Did you hear a knock? Would you look and see out the window who might be there, please? Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Coming.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day, Mr. McFeely.
How are you? Won't you come in?
Oh, I can't today, but I was wondering, do you think you could help me out here in the patio?
Oh, certainly. We could help Mr. McFeely, couldn't we? Let's go out and see.
This is my speedy delivery bike, and today I have a flat tire, Mr. Rogers, and I was wondering if you could help me pump the tire back up. All ready?
Oh, a flat tire.
Right there. You see how flat it is? Now,
it's round, too.
Right. One round in the front and one round in the back.
Good.
And here's the air pump, and we'll pump the tire right up. All ready?
I'd be glad to help.
Now, the first step is to put this little hose on the nozzle right down there. That's right. Just goes right on.
All right. You have to screw it on very tightly, don't
you? Very tightly, so all the air will go into the tire.
There. Oh, that is a flat tire, Mr. McFeely.
Well, it makes a bumpy ride when the tires are flat, Mr. Rogers.
Sure. There, it's on tight.
There we go. Now, the next step is to just pump the air in. That's right. There we go. Up she comes. There comes the tire.
Do you always keep this pump with you?
Always. You never can tell when the tire will go flat. All my deliveries, sometimes the tires go down, and I'm prepared.
Oh.
There we go. Almost back to normal.
There it is.
There we are, and I thank you.
There.
I'll quick get a cap on here, Mr. Rogers.
Put the cap in.
I'm right here with the cap. On we go.
There it is.
There's the cap. It's back on, and I'm all set for my next delivery.
Good for you, Mr. McFeely.
And I certainly thank you, and my next delivery is to Mrs. Frog. A telegram for Mrs. Frog.
A telegram for Mrs. Frog?
That must be very important telegram, so I'll just speed on over to the frog pond already, Mr. Rogers, and I certainly thank you.
Well, thank you for stopping by, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, always glad to. Speedy delivery. Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Telegrams aren't round, are they, Mr. McFeely? Guess he didn't hear me. Telegrams aren't round. No, they're like that, with corners. Mm-hmm. Let's go on inside. See about make-believe. I know something that's round. The end of this telescope. Let's look into make-believe and see if there's some round things there. There's Daniel's clock, his clock face, and the pendulum below. There's the frog pond. Look at the round flowers. And the museum go round. There's X's tree. Henrietta's house. In the factory, there's a round thing on the factory that goes around and around. What's round on the trolley? The wheels, I guess. And that headlight. Yes, come on in, trolley. Hi, trolley. Good to see you. Look at the round part of the telescope. Mm-hmm. And you have round wheels and a round headlight. Mr. McFeely's on his way to make-believe with a telegram. Yeah, wonder what it's for. Yeah, Mrs. Frog's getting a telegram. Would you take us to make-believe and let us see? Would you? Please, trolley. In we go.
Hi, Charlie.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as always, your Majesty.
And what are you doing out here in the garden?
Why, I'm blowing up your beach ball, your Majesty.
Why are you doing that?
Because you asked me to, sire.
Oh yes, so I did. But you needn't continue, Handyman Negri.
But sir, look, it's all blown up. And isn't it nice? And I think we could have a lot of fun with it. And it was so much fun blowing up. I just blew.
It's a fine ball. Yes, will do, though, Handyman.
How nice and round and everything. Isn't it beautiful?
Well, that's fine, but that will do. I have another job for you to do immediately.
Yes, sir. At your service, sire.
I understand that Mr. McFeely is bringing a telegram to Mrs. Frog.
A telegram, sir? I hadn't heard about that, Your Majesty.
Well, I want to hear about it. I need to hear about everything here. After all, I am a king.
Yes, sire. Of course, sire.
Yes, and your job, Handyman Negri, is to find out what the telegram says and come back and tell me.
Yes, sire.
That is all. That is all.
But King Friday, but, sir... How can you find out what it says in a telegram? I guess I might as well just go and ask. You were expecting some kind of word, Mrs. Frog?
Oh, yes, dear. I've been waiting now for 3 days.
Oh, well, we did hear, Mrs. Frog, that you were going to get a telegram.
Oh, a telegram? Oh, how wonderful. Mm-hmm. What's it going to say?
Why, I don't know, Mrs. Frog. In fact, I thought maybe you had already received it.
Oh, no, dear. But I wish I had.
Why, you seem very anxious about it, Mrs. Frog.
Well, you see, it's about my husband, Dr. Frog.
Oh?
He went to see about the children's zoo situation at the Westwood Children's Zoo, and I haven't heard from him.
Well, is he taking care of some of the animals there?
Yes, the people wanted to talk to him about a job there.
A job? In Westwood?
Oh, yes, isn't that exciting?
Oh, it sure is. Now, does that mean that you may move to Westwood?
Well, it all depends on how he finds the situation there.
Well, no wonder you were anxious about it, Mrs. Frog.
Perhaps you could help me pass the time, Handyman.
Well, I'd be glad to. Let's see. Why don't we sing a song?
Oh, that's a good idea.
The number song?
Fine.
All right. I'll start it off, okay?
Good.
1 and 1 are 2. 2 and 2 are 4. 4 and 4 are 8. 8 and 2 are 10.
You try it now.
Oh, me. 1 and 1 are 2.
Right.
2 and 2 are 4.
4.
4 and 4 are 8.
8.
And 8 and 2 are 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Bravo! Bravo, Mr. Bravo.
That was fun.
That was very nice. You did that beautifully.
Thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. I have another idea.
Oh, what is it?
Why don't we make the museum go round?
Okay, I'll tell you what. You go inside and turn it on.
All right, and then you could count the doors as they go by.
Great idea.
Good, I'll go right inside now.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be fun. Here we go. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
Speedy delivery. Good day,
Mr. McFeely, how are you?
I'm fine today. Oh. I'm fine. I have a telegram here for Mrs. Frog.
You do? Great.
Yes. Must get her signature.
Take it from you. I wonder what's in it.
Oh, is she about today?
Yes, she is.
Well, Mrs. Frog, speedy delivery.
I'll call it for you. Yes.
All righty.
Why did you stop counting? Mr. McFeely.
I have a telegram here for you, Mrs. Frog.
Oh, that's just beautiful. I'll just take it right now. Thank you.
We have to get your signature, Mrs. Frog.
There's a signature book and a pencil. Just sign right in the dotted line.
There you are, Mrs.
Frog. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Right there.
Hello, Margaret. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the news.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to speed right off now, Handyman Negri, and a good day to you.
But Mr. McFeely, aren't you going to stay and see what it says?
Nope. Too busy today.
Too busy, huh?
By the way, before I go, could you tell me, are telegrams round, Handyman?
No, Mr. McFeely.
They aren't. No, they aren't. All right, that's all I wanted to know. A good day. Farewell. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Goodbye. Well, there it is, Mrs. Frog.
Well, would you please open it and read it to me?
Of course. I'd be just happy to.
So anxious.
Well, let's see. Now it's addressed to Mrs. Frankly Frog.
Oh, that's me. That's
neighborhood of Make Believe.
Right.
That's right here.
That's here.
Now it says, the Westwood Children's Zoo would like us to come here to live. Stop.
Oh.
We'll be ready for you and Tad in 3 days. Yours with love, Frank.
Oh, my. 3 days to move. Oh, goodness, there's so much to do. Heavens.
Well, Mrs. Frog.
Wonder how I'll get it all done.
Well, we'll be glad to help you, and I'm sure all your neighbors here will make it much easier for you. And that's kind of you. We can help you to pack, and then we can help you to move your furniture onto the truck.
Oh, that'll be a big help.
Boy, Mrs. Frog, you know something? We're really going to miss you around here.
Oh, Handyman, I'll miss you too. But you know we must go where there's the most work to do.
Yes, I guess that's right. Dr. Frog must really like it in Westwood.
Well, it is a beautiful place, you know. Sarah Saturday lives there. She sometimes did some babysitting at the children's zoo.
Oh, Sarah Saturday. Oh, that reminds me, King Friday. I must go and tell King Friday something right away. And I'll be back to help you in a little while, okay?
Fine. I'll just take my telegram.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your help.
All right, bye, Mrs. Frog.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Forty-five, forty-six, forty-seven, forty-eight, forty-nine, fifty-one seconds ago.
What is that, sir?
52 seconds ago, Mr. McFeely left Mrs. Frog's museum go-round, and here you are asking me, what is it?
But, sire...
No buts about it, Handyman. Do you have news of the telegram?
I do, Your Majesty.
Good. Better late than never. Tell all.
Well, King Friday, it seems as though Dr. Frog has accepted a job at the Westwood Children's Zoo. Mrs. Frog and Ted will join him there in 3 days.
Moving to Westwood.
Yes, sir.
They will have to have my permission.
Well, I'm sure they would like to have your permission, King Friday.
Well, you just tell them that I will think about it tonight and give my permission tomorrow.
Yes, sir. They're going to need a lot of help in moving, sir.
Of course they will. And you will help them all they need.
You're a generous king.
You may say that 2 more times.
You're a generous king. You're a generous king.
And you're a handy man, Handyman Negri.
Thank you, sir. King Friday.
Yeah?
Did you know that telegrams, sir, telegrams are not round?
Of course they're not. If they were round, they'd be called crown grams.
A crown gram?
Exactly. Don't you see how round my crown
is? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Very round. Perfect round circle.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
And so are balls round.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you pick up the ball there that you've blown up and we shall play?
You'd like to play with me, sir?
Exactly, yes.
Oh, fine. Well,
lovely news.
Here you are again, Friday. Catch.
Good.
Oh, you hit it very well,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I like it.
Once more, sir. Here
you go. Beautiful. Once more. I shall go up to my balcony now.
Oh, that's fine. And we can throw them up there. He's quite good at this. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Once more, sir.
Thank you.
Good catch.
Yes, I'd like to catch it. Is it possible to catch it?
Here you are, sir.
You got it? See. No, not quite. Oh, lovely. Once more.
Here we go.
Yeah, there you go. I have something to tell you, handyman.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you know that Westwood is a lovely place?
I hear it is, sir, yes.
We might visit the frogs there one day after they've moved.
Oh, that would be nice. Mm-hmm. I understand, sir, that Sarah Saturday lives in Westwood.
Yeah, she does. A lovely place. Come along.
Yes, sir.
We'll play behind the castle.
All right, fine.
Come along.
Lovely place.
Westwood, lovely place.
So that's what the telegram was all about. The frogs are going to move to a new neighborhood. Westwood, where Sarah Saturday lives. Yeah, Mrs. Frog and Tad will have so much to do within the next few days. Have you ever moved? It's not an easy thing to get ready for moving. No, sir. They'll take all of their toys, all of the things that they own. This little hole under here fits into a piece of a great big sculpture, which a sculptor friend of mine is going to send over to me sometime. Let's see who's at the door, all right? Let's look out first. Yeah, who is it? Oh, it's Mr. McFeely again.
Mr.
Why, you've got that. Just exactly what I wanted, Mr. McFeely.
There you go, one sculpture for you.
Thank you very much. This part fits on it, you
see. I see. It fits on top of one of those.
Yes.
Would you mind signing for it, Mr.
I'll be glad to.
It must be a delivery book, and I've got a pen.
I've got a pen,
you've got a pen already right on the line there. There you go. It's been a very busy day for you, Mr. Roger. I just came back from the neighborhood of make-believe, and Handyman Negri told me that telegrams aren't round.
No, telegrams aren't round, Mr. McFeely. But did you know what was in that telegram?
Well, what was in it?
News that the frogs have to move to Westwood.
Westwood? Well, that's a lovely place, lovely place. Yes. I have a lot of deliveries there, a lot of deliveries.
Have you ever moved yourself?
Oh, no, I've always stayed in the same house, Mr. Rogers, but some people move and they like it, and some people move and they don't like it.
That's right. There's some things about moving that are good and fun. But there are other things about moving that are very hard.
That's right, Mr. Rogers. Well, I have a busy day. I have more deliveries to go, so I'll just run right along, and I hope you enjoy it. It's a very lovely piece, very
sure
lovely.
Is. Your bicycle's doing all right.
Oh, fine. The air is right in the tire. I'll just speed off here, and a good day to you. Hope you enjoy it again. Good day. Good
Thanks,
day.
Mr. McFeely. Good day to you. He was so busy. Oh, gee, this is just what I wanted to show you. See it? It's round, too. Now, these things are supposed to come off, and then I'll be able to put this hole into some of this. Let's see. Yep. There it is. Okay, round one, around you go. Good. And I'll put your little cap down on here. We'll get other shapes to put on these other places sometime too, okay? All right. It's almost time for me to go. Off with these shoes. And on with these. We'll have the shape sculpture for a long time. Keep adding to it. When you move, you still have your friends. Sometimes you don't see them for a long time. But they're yours. You can come back and visit them. You and I can visit each other a lot. And the next time we'll be together will be tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy, right? Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Look for some round things in your house tonight, okay? I bet you'll find a lot of them. See you tomorrow.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.